They're calling it the Big One, a four-day gathering of thousands of climate activists from dozens of organisations, bearing a glaring message to the gates of Parliament that climate change is an emergency too big for governments to ignore. Rewind a few years and this is how climate activist group Extinction Rebellion got its message out in cities across Europe. Blocking roads and bridges, its members gluing and locking themselves to buildings. Mass arrests, maximum disruption, maximum attention.
And it arguably works. The climate debate is now more mainstream than it ever was before, and the group has exposed some of the failings and inadequacies of intergovernmental climate action. But they've also enraged public opinion, divided people's views on the group, which is why they've now decided to abandon their trademark tactics and try something else.
We realised that some of our tactics previously would have discouraged certain people from being able to exercise their democratic right to protest what they believe in to the government.
But there's also another reason for this change of tack. New laws allowing police to shut down protests before they cause major disruption. And for those guilty of serious offences, possible jail sentences.
I am a civil engineer from London, and this morning I have climbed up this cable.
Morgan Trolland was arrested for scaling the UK's largest motorway bridge last year, blocking traffic for hours. He sent us this message from prison before being sentenced to 3 years by a court on Friday.
I did it because oil and gas is killing people now, and we have to stop adding fuel to the fire of the climate crisis before it burns everything we hold dear. I've continued to campaign from prison by writing articles and speaking through the phone. I feel it's the least I can do because there is no freedom on a dead planet.
There are still other groups pushing for more radical action, as seen at the recent World Snooker Championship and National Gallery. And this incident involving a waxwork of King Charles and a couple of cakes. The forthcoming coronation in May, possibly too tempting a platform for some protesters to ignore. Niamh Barker, Al Jazeera, London.